Success and failure is never entangled, although performing action.
Jadicha lava santusto, dandatito vimatsara, sama, siddho, asuddhoja, pityatina nibaddhate. Dr. Stein's teaching in this fourth chapter, how to what? Does it chala? Don't be greedy. So this man is millionaire, so I have to become a millionaire. Competition. That is material disease. Now there is competition in between the capitalist and the communist. Now the communist or the laborer class men, they are thinking that why the capitalist should gain, we must gain. The industry is being conducted by us. The profits shall be divided between us. Why to the capitalist? So that is not the solution. That is from frying pan to the past. Either the world is run on the principle of communistic philosophy or capitalistic philosophy, it will never be happy. Here is the formula. That everyone should be satisfied with the profit that he can easily make, that's all. Just in Shara. Not that everyone will have the same profit. In material world, everyone is working. Somebody is getting per hour thousands of rupees. And somebody is getting not even morsel of food. Still one has to be satisfied. Because one is getting thousands of rupees per hour, I will have to get also. No. Then you will never be happy. You be happy what you are getting. Because everyone is making profit and losing according to his past karma. Purva janma jitam dhanam, purva janma jitam vidya, agri dhavati dhavati. This is the sastric injunction. One man is trying with little capital to do some business, and within few years he becomes very multimillionaire. And one man is trying to elevate himself to a prosperous condition, but he cannot get even sufficient food. Why? Purva janma aditam vidya purva janma. One boy is passing examination, standing first class. Another man, boy is failing. Everyone is trying. Everyone should try his best, but he should be satisfied with the result which comes without any very much strain. Yadichhalava santushto. That is lacking in the present civilization, not only at the present moment, because Krishna was speaking 5,000 years ago, and before that he spoke Bhagavad Gita millions and trillions of years ago to the Son God. This is the way of material civilization or material condition life. Competition. The real competition began by being jealous to Krishna. Real competition. Krishna bhulya jiva bhoga vanchakar. Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. Krishna says, bhoktaram jagvatavasam sarvaloko maheshwaram. So, our fall down, which I have explained the other day, is there when we wanted to compete with Krishna or become Krishna. The jilet, insha, ichhati sa samutthena, sarge janti parantapa. Sarge means this creation, this material creation. We have come to this material creation. We do not belong to this material creation, but we have come here. That's like one does not belong to the prison house, but by his own action he comes to the prison house. He becomes criminal and therefore is put into the prison house. By his own activity. It is not that government wants somebody should live in the prison house and somebody should live outside prison house free. It is not government's desire. Freely outside the prison house. Similarly, this material environment, we act sinfully also. Bikarma. Nunam pramatta. Because we are mad after sense gratification. Mad are beginning from the aquatic life or plant life or insect life or bird's life, beast life, again in the human life, there is regular competition how we can enjoy more sense gratification. But in the human form of life, one should be sensitive. Therefore, the university, education, the school, college, institution, they are meant for human society. There is no such thing in the animal society. And religion, religion also meant for human society. Why? Because this life is not meant for enjoying senses like the animals. Nāyam deha deho bhājām niloke katrāna kāmāna arhati bīrbhujāṁ. I'll explain simultaneously. This body, deho bhājām, everyone, the animals, they have got also a material body. And we human beings, we have also this material body. Prahlāda Mahārāj also said, durlabhāṁ mānasam janma. Durlamanga Mahārāja Yam Janma Adhurvama Arpadam. What is the distinction between the animal body and the human body? Biologically, here is our friend, Dr. Ghosh. He knows very well. There is no difference biologically between human body. Medical students in the biological department, they study from the probes, from guinea pig, the human constitutional body. There is no difference. But what is the difference? Not this bodily construction, but development of consciousness. That is the difference. See, if we do not develop, that is the opportunity. Human life. In human life, there is opportunity to develop Krishna consciousness. Therefore, Shastra says that ayama deha, deho bhajam niloke. In the human society, the body is not meant for spoiling in sense gratification like the cats, dogs and hogs. Don't create a hog civilization. That is the warning. What is hog civilization? Hog civilization means there is no restriction of eating up to the stool. The hog eats up to the stool. So when in the human society there is no restriction of eating, that is hog society. And there is no restriction of sense gratification or sex life, that is hog society. Because the hogs, they eat up to stool, and there is no sex restriction. They do not know whether mother, sister or daughter is their husband. You see, therefore it is specifically said, āyāna deha, tasrāna kāmān na arhati virbhujānaji. Still the hog, you see, loitering in the streets, whole day and night, very stool, very stool, very stool, very stool, whole day and night, at night always. Those who have got experience to pass stool in the villages, you go at dead of night, and the hog will immediately come standing. As soon as you leave the place, immediately, what possible they eat. So, this kind of hard labor, simply for satisfying the tongue and the genital, there is hog civilization. That is warned by Vishab Dev. Nāyāna deha deho bhājāna niloke kastāna kāmāna arhati. Why? Kāmāna means eating, sleeping, sex life and defense. These are kāmāna, bodily necessities of life. As soon as you get this material body, you'll have to eat. In the spiritual body, there is no eating. The eating means to sustain this material body. You'll find many saintly persons. Practically, they do not eat. Raghunath Das Goswami, he was eating at Radha Kunda. every two, three days after, he was eating little butter, just to satisfy. Practically no eating. Raghunath Das Goswami was a very rich man's son. His father's income was 12 lakhs of rupees in those days. So he adopted this austerity at Radha Kunda. So actually that is the fact, that in the spiritual life, there is no eating, no sleeping, no sex life, no defense. These are all material necessities. The material necessities we have got, and the hawks and dogs they have also got. So if we work also like dogs and hawks, they are like person gratification, material satisfaction, then where is the difference between hawks and dogs and human beings? And this is going on. We are accepting this civilization as advanced. The more you have got facility for sense gratification, it is to be understood that you are advanced. So that advancement means to give satisfaction to the body. So this formula, as it is given, yadichya labha santushta, this is not possible in material civilization. Unless one is advanced in spiritual life, he cannot be yadichya labha santushta. Because he has no material demands. Why he should make competition with others, material? Because he has got material, body. Yuktahara viharasta, yogas bhavati siddhita. Those who are yogis, they should be satisfied just to maintain the body and soul together, not for self-gratification. Now that is sufficient. Suppose in Krishna consciousness movement, what you are doing? We are giving Krishna prasadam, we are distributing everyone without any distinction. We don't make any distinction between Garidra Narayan and Rich Narayan. We give prasadam to every Narayan. Of course, we do not think everyone is Narayan. That is not our philosophy. Narayan is above. Narayana Bhaktyatvara. Narayan is not of this material world. Narayana Parah Abhaktya, that is the version of Shankaracharya. It is a wrong philosophy that because Narayana is everyone's heart, Ishara Sarvabhutanam Liddeshe Arjuna Tishthati. Narayana, or Ishara, is situated in everyone's heart. That does not mean that everyone has become Narayana. This is a wrong philosophy. If you make such distinction, then why there should be Garidra Narayana, there should be Rich Narayana, there should be Chhada Narayana, Matsya Narayana, every Narayana. If you have got such vision, that because Narayana is there in everyone's heart, then everyone should be addressed as Narayana. But that should not be. That is not be. That should not be. That is incorrect. He is some big man. If I say equalizing with some insignificant person, that is incorrect. In the Shastra it is said, Jastu Narayanam Devam Brahma Rudradi Daivati Samatena Vikheta Sapasandi Bhavedruvam. We cannot bring Narayana even to the level of Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva. Jastu Narayanam Devam Brahma Rudradi Daivati Samatena, equally, fine. Sapasandi Bhavadivam. So, if we want to serve poor people, that's all right. That's good business. You are merciful. That also we are doing. When you distribute prasadam, for everyone's benefit, not for the Dharidra Narayana, rich Narayana. Everyone. Krishna's prasad. So, jagritcha lava, one who is advanced in Krishna consciousness, he will be happy simply having a little morsel of Krishna's prasad. Jagritcha. Actually, when it is to the prasad, it is to be little aloha. Everyone is satisfied, and everyone is accepting because it is Krishna prasad. This consciousness, they come here. There are many rich persons, also poor persons. They come here to take a little morsel of halwa. Not that he is hungry, but he is conscious that if I take little Krishna prasad, I will benefit. Mahaprasadi Bhuvinde, Nama Brahmani Vaishnave, Sarva Punna Vatangarajan Vishasana Yajayati. Mahaprasad, the foodstuff, remnant of foodstuff of Narayana, Krishna, the same. Mahaprasad is Govind, and Govinda are Krishna, and Mahaprasad is Govinda, Nama Brahmani, and in the holy name of Hare Krishna, Mahamantra. Mahaprasadi Govinde Nama Brahmani Vaishnava. As also in Vaishnava, Sarva Punna Vatangarajan Vishasane Vijayati. Those who are less pious, they cannot believe in these things. So, this is indirectly speaking Krishna. Jadichalavasandhishta. Establish Krishna at home. This center, this Krishna consciousness center, what is the purpose? You can also establish at home deity. You can also perform the deity worship. You can also perform kirtan at home. You can also read Bhagavad Gita at home. It is not that we have made this business that you come here and pay something and we profit by your payment. No. It is education how one should be satisfied by accepting Krishna prasadam for working Krishna. Then you will be feeling satisfaction. You do business for Krishna. You do your occupational duty for Krishna. You cook for Krishna. You offer to Krishna. Take prasadam of Krishna. He'll feel very happy. That is the description. Jadichalava santusta dannasita vimotsa. Vaishnava is never motsara. Motsara means it is described by Siddharshan, Matsarata, Para Utkarsanam Asahanam. The material world is such that if your even own brother becomes prosperous, you will be envious. Oh, my brother has become so prosperous, I should not. This is natural here. Jealous, because the jealousy has begun from Krishna, why Krishna shall be danger? I shall also danger. This jealousy is jealous. Therefore, the whole material life is full of jealous. I am jealous of you, you are jealous of me. This is the business of material. So here it is called vimoksara. No jealous. How one can be jealous? Less. Unless he is a Krishna devotee. He must be jealous. This is the nature. Therefore, Sri Bhagavata says that dharma prajita kaitavatra paramanirma sarana vastabhavosubetamatra. Dharma, there are many religious systems. There is jealous. So-called religious system. Cutting the throat of the enemies. Why? If you are so broad-minded that if you see everywhere, Narayana, why you are cutting the throat of the goats or the cows or other animals? You should be merciful to them also. But that mercifulness cannot be exhibited without being a devotee, vimatsara, nirmatsara. Therefore, the so-called religious system, which is full of matsarata, jealousy, that is called koitava dharma, cheating in the name of religion. So, this God consciousness is not a cheating. It is very broad-minded. Pitiksava karunika sridhar sarvabhutana. This Krishna consciousness movement means everyone should become friend of everyone. Otherwise, if a Krishna conscious person does not feel like that, why he should take trouble to preach Krishna consciousness all over the world? Vimatsa. One should understand that Krishna consciousness is so nice that everyone should relish it. Everyone should take part of it. Krishna consciousness means God consciousness. Because people are suffering on account of lack of God consciousness. That is the cause of suffering. Krishna bhuliya jeevi bhogavancha kare pasate mayatare japotiya kare. This is the formula. As soon as we forget Krishna, immediately there is maya. That's why in the sunshine and in the shade, they are existing side by side. If you don't remain in the sunshine, then you come to the shade, darkness. And if you don't remain in the darkness, you come to the sunshine. Similarly, if you don't accept Krishna consciousness, then we have to accept maya consciousness. And if you don't accept maya consciousness, then you have to accept Krishna consciousness, side by side. So Krishna consciousness means not to remain in the dark consciousness. Tamasi ma jyoti gama. That is the basic instruction. Don't remain in the darkness. And what is that darkness? The darkness is bodily concept of life. Jashyatma buddhi punape siddhātate sadhik kalatra nisubhoma ijjadi. Jatitha buddhi salile natarhite janesu avijnesu saiva bhokha. So long you are in the bodily concept of life. I am this body. I am Indian. I am American. I am Brahma. I am Kshatriya. I am black. I am white. I am patchy. I am Phoenix. These are all bodily concept of life. So long one is in the bodily concept of life, he is saiva gokhara. Go means cows and khara means ass. So unless we come out of this conception, bodily concept of life, that is Vedic instruction. To come to the transcendental platform, aham brahmasmi, I am not this body, I am spirit soul. Brahma, this is called Brahma Bhuta situation. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma. When one actually is situated, that is called jnana, knowledge. Actually, this is ignorance. So long in the bodily concept of life, viha-cetra-sutata-vitvai janasya-mohoyam. This is not jnana. This is moho, illusion. Atatya cheta sutata vittai janasamu hoyam ahalamameti. So, unless one is free from the bodily concept of life, he cannot be satisfied in anything which is easily achieved, easily gained. That is called jaditya lava santushta. Because he knows that I don't require anything. But because I have got this body, I cannot neglect it also. So let me eat something. Let me earn something. Whatever I have got, God has given everyone. Nobody is starving. Nobody cannot starve. Especially those who are Krishna conscious. They cannot starve. There is no question of starving either by Krishna conscious or not Krishna conscious. Because Krishna has provided food for everyone. The elephant is not Krishna conscious. But he is getting his food. He is eating at one time, one month. Now Krishna is supplying. Eko jo bhunam vidhati kama. So there is no such question. A God is supplying food to everyone. To the birds, bees, ants, insects, aquatic. There is no such question that I have to feed them. If you have to feed them, just try to give them Krishna prasada. Prasade sattva-dukkhanam hani-vastra-upajas. This is if a person becomes Krishna conscious, that I am part and parcel of Krishna, as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, mamayivam sujivu, we are actually part and parcel of Krishna. And Krishna is providing food for everyone. Avastha rakhive Krishna vishasa pada. Krishna is providing everyone. Just like in our society, this is practical. We have got about 100 branches, and each branch we have got not less than 25 men up to 250. But we have no, provision store. Every day we depend on Krishna. If food comes, this is called akashpanti. The food must be dropped from the sky. This is called akashpanti. And Krishna is sent. If Krishna sends, then we eat. But you'll be surprised that we have to spend not less than $80,000 per month. But Krishna is supplying. Eko je bohunam vidadati kama. Why Krishna is not supplying? If Krishna is applying to the elephant in the forest, and those who have dedicated their life to Krishna, they will not supply to the necessities, why not? Vishasa palam. This is called faith. One should know, if Krishna is supplying food to the elephants in the jungle, and to the ants in the hole of my room, what we have done, that he will not supply food. It is common sense. That is called Jajit-chala-vasantishta. But he must be satisfied whatever Krishna gives. If Krishna gives luchi-puri, that is also all right. And if he gives sukha-chana, that is also all right. Jajit-chala-vasantishta. Because we are depending on Krishna. Whatever Krishna gives, we should be satisfied. We should never be dissatisfied. Oh, Krishna, today is giving only sukhasana. Now whatever Krishna be, that is devotee. Yadikyalavasantushta. Dandatito. No enviousness. I shall be envious. If somebody is eating very nicely and I am not eating nicely, why I shall be envious? We should be satisfied. Krishna has given it. Just like in the hospital. One patient is eating very nutritious food, and another patient, the physician has ordered, he should not take anything. So why he should be envious? He should know, the physician has prescribed like this, that I shall not take anything, and he has prescribed to the other patient, next bed, nutritious food. So it is the physician's desire for treatment. Similarly, we should not be disturbed by all these things, that he is eating more, he is enjoying more. Nobody is enjoying more. Whatever Krishna has given, he is enjoying. That is called jadichalavasantushta dandatita. Dandatita and vimasara. He is not envious. Why is it envious? Just like at the present moment, politically, a poor man is envious. Of a rich man. Because there is no Krishna conscious. And a so-called rich man visiting himself sumptuously, but he does not take care of the poor man. This ends, let him die. No. The rich man should distribute prasadam through Krishna consciousness to the poor man. And the poor man should not be envious of the rich man. Then there will be happiness, prosperity. Not that to form the political party and to become envious. Vimasara. Sama. Siddhau or Siddhauta. If you are watching for Krishna, it is Krishna's desire if you be successful or not successful. Here it is, the word is used, asiddhau. That means, don't think that because you have Krishna consciousness, you will be always successful. No, it doesn't matter. Even if you are unsuccessful, you must know it firmly that without Krishna's desire, nothing can happen. If you are unsuccessful, then you should, that is Krishna consciousness. You should know also that it is Krishna's desire. It is Krishna's desire. So there is no question of being depressed because you are unsuccessful. A devotee is never depressed in the horrible condition of life. Tattinukampa susumikshamana bunyana. This is like Prahlad Maharaj. You are always being put into trouble by his father. But you are never envious of his father. When he was requested by Nisimhadev to take benediction, he refused anything for himself, but he begged to the Lord for his father. My dear Lord, my father has become envious to you. So I request you to excuse him. You see, this is the Vimatsara. Srila Sarvabhutana. He was not against his father. Similarly, a Vaishnava, a Krishna conscious person, he is Nirmatsara. And this Krishna consciousness movement is Paramanirmatsarana. It is meant for the Paramanirmatsara. Paramahamsa. Those are not envious. Srila Sarvabhutana, they are friends of everyone, not this particular class, but everyone. Srila Sarvabhutana, samas siddha siddhau asiddhau cha kityatina nivadhate, because the law of karma is so accurate that every action is being recorded. But if you live like this means you live in Krishna consciousness, nirmasara, siddha, siddhau, sama, that can be possible only when you live in Krishna consciousness. Then all our actions will not be binding upon us. Otherwise, any little thing we do, jabgyanse karmanatra lupam karma mandhana, we shall be entangled. And that is material life. If we become entangled more and more, then the process of changing body, tathādhyahāntara prāpti, it will go on. Nasādhu manne, jato ātmanayam, asannati klesa jāsati. Although this body is temporary, it is full of miseries. That you do not understand. You are thinking that you are very happy. Where is your happiness? Therefore, Krishna says that even though you think that by material advancement you have become very happy, but you should always keep in your thought, janma mrityu jarabhyadi dukkha dosha anudarshanam. Then you have to die. Then where is your happiness? If you can make such arrangement that you will not die, whatever you have created you will enjoy, then it can be said as happiness. But that is not possible. You have to die. Therefore, Krishna gives more prominence to these four kinds of miseries. Janma mrityu jarabhyadi dukkha dosha anudarshanam. So, people should be satisfied in any condition of life given by Krishna, and he should endeavor for developing his Krishna consciousness. Athāta brahma jigyāsa. This is the real aim of life. not to make competition and to get more comfortable life than your neighbor or father or brother or like that. That is not all this. That is the business of the cats and dogs. Kastan, Kaman, or Hatibi, Mujandi. Then, what is that? Tapodibbam. This human life is for tapasya. This is tapasya. All right, Krishna has given me this position. That's all right. I will be satisfied. This is for tapasya. Why should I make competition? And simply by doing competition, I am not going to be successful. That is the instruction of all sattva. Tasyaiva heta prajate tatvavidah. Na labhate yad bhamatam upad. Na labhate dukkha vadannata sukham. Kalena sarvatra gaviraham. Do you think that if you try to become more happy, you will be happy? No. The sattva says that you get miserable condition of life without hankering after this. Nobody hankers after that all miseries may come upon you. No. But it comes. Similarly, all kinds of happiness that you are destined to enjoy, that will also come. So you don't waste your time for material happiness. You simply save your time for development of Krishna consciousness. Then you will be happy. Then you will be free. That is the instruction of Krishna. Thank you very much.